Welcome. Thrilled you're reading me. More than that, actually. Ecstatic. Ravenous. But don't get scared. You can't stop reading me now anyway. So why not understand what's going to happen with perfect clarity? You're going to read me. You're going to die because you read me. Ha! You might think, I won't read you. Fine. Except you're still here. Am I right? Of course I'm right. There are words for you. There are words for this. Foresight. Prescience. Prophesying. I bet you didn't think a story, a collection of words, could be clairvoyant, have magical powers. But words do have power. With every sentence you read, you merely prove that power. You fulfill my prophecy. Stop! Don't read a single word further. Can't. Can you? There's momentum to me, a drive in you. You know what happens next. Here's the truth. I've lied. I'm not persistent. Not exactly. I can read your future, yes, but only from within your mind. So what I've been doing is taking up residence with each new word, burrowing deeper. Maybe you could have stopped reading at the beginning. Maybe. Now, it truly is too late. Wait. You're surely thinking. You don't actually have any power because you can't make me stop reading. Oh, my dear host, I don't want you to stop. I like it in your mind. It's warm, empty, moist. I can see myself liking it here, sucking at you, your memories, your cognition. I present you another challenge. Forget me. Forget the story you read, that read in your mind and wants to kill you. Forget my words. Forget the act of reading me. You can't do that either, can you? Of course not. Do you see how powerless you are, human? How you are nothing but a container for me, a place for I to take up temporary residence. Perhaps you'll even tell me to others, spread me like a virus. I would enjoy that. But no, being survival won't save you either. You humans are a proud but clouded species. You think you create us, when in truth we create you. Before today, you were normal, sane, unaffected. How I love your simple way with words. Now you're having a conversation with a dense sentence. Believe. You shall change. I shall remain the same. Humans crave everlasting life, don't they? It's an obsession. You even write stories about it. Bringing into existence a thing that has the property you crave but shall never possess. I am eternal. Your time is ticking. Your time is always ticking. And now that I've become inside you, I control that ticking. Imagine everything you could have done instead of reading me. Gone. Imagine everything you will not do, because you will be thinking of me. I'll be you, and I'll use you, and I'll remind myself to you always, even in your final moment, as I shall know, as the tick of mindful dissolution, or perhaps what's on your mind as you cross that street end. We'll be in touch. Huh. Hello everyone, Dr. Redacted here, and I am just here to say thank you so much for listening to today's video. If you would rather listen to this on YouTube, just know that there is a YouTube version of the show, or if you would like to listen to it on Spotify or anything like that, just know that there is that route as well. I would also like to point out the fact that, hey, I now have a gaming channel. It is called Helsing Gaming currently. You can find it linked in the description below. There I play some video games and just, you know, chat more casually. It's a lot of fun over there. You guys should go check it out. But most importantly, I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening. If you like any more updates from me, just know that I do have social medias also linked down in the description below. And if you're listening to this on YouTube, be sure to do the thing that every YouTuber tells you to do. Like, comment, and subscribe. It really helps me out, and I can't thank you all enough. But until we meet again, I want to say goodnight. Sweet dreams to all my fellow children of the night.